I'm Rich Thomason. The lopsided race for the Republican presidential nomination is now a two-person contest. After suspending his campaign, Ron DeSantis hopped aboard the Trump bandwagon, endorsing the former president. Correspondent Michelle Price says that leaves Nikki Haley as the lone challenger to Mr. Trump, with the New Hampshire primary tomorrow.
New Hampshire allows independent voters to show up, and they can choose whether to participate in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary. So Nikki Haley has been trying to kind of make a broader appeal. We've seen a lot of outside groups, though, also trying to appeal to these unaffiliated voters to vote for Haley, that this is their way to stop Trump. There also is a Democratic primary going on that some of those voters could choose to participate in.
Haley says DeSantis has been a good governor and she is wishing him well. Former President Trump is heaping praise on DeSantis, saying that he has now retired the Ron DeSanctimonious nickname. As for where the DeSantis vote will go, Mr. Trump has some ideas about that.
We have very similar policies, strong borders, great education, low taxes, very, very few regulations, as few as possible, things that she really doesn't talk about because she's a globalist. So I think most of those votes, I guess the polls say that most of those votes, or certainly many of them, come to us.
Trump talking with the BBC ahead of tomorrow's New Hampshire primary. Also at SRNnews.com, two U.S. Navy SEALs, those commandos went missing off the coast of Somalia 10 days ago, have now been declared dead. The search and rescue operation is now officially a recovery mission. The SEALs were looking to intercept a shipment of Iranian arms headed for Yemen's Houthi rebels when they went overboard. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 70 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 127. This is SRN News. The pro-life message is resonating with younger people.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, human rights should begin in the womb. And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Congress expected to begin 2024 by making a new push to get the long-dormant Equal Rights Amendment enshrined into law. Pro-life advocates warn the legislation would be a way to get around the Supreme Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Some Democrats also think it can be used to defeat state laws designed to curb the LGBT agenda. In fact, the ERA probably doesn't have enough votes in Congress to pass. This is SRN News. Why steal a pair of Judy Garland's ruby red slippers? Well, the man who did it insists that he did not do it for any financial gain.
A reformed mobster who admitted stealing a pair of ruby slippers Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz says he gave in to the temptation of one last score. Terry John Martin's attorney has finally revealed the 76-year-old's motive for the theft in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota. The FBI recovered the shoes in 2018, but Martin wasn't charged with stealing them until last year. Jason Walker reporting.
The deadly cold snap that has embraced a large swath of the country in recent days is expected to loosen its icy grip in the next few days. The bitter cold, combined with lots of snow and ice, blamed for at least 67 deaths across the country. More details at SRNnews.com.